Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. We've got a couple of really fun episodes coming up with the availability expert.
Oh, thank you. Too kind.
of Azure. That's your official title. Is that correct?
That may be kind of more a ceremonial desk title.
Why don't you introduce yourself more properly than perhaps I've introduced you?
Sure. I'm Adam Glick. I'm a senior program manager focusing on resiliency here in Azure. So kind of you boil that all down. Basically, I focus on making sure that customers can have their uptime be as high as possible.
Got it. So it's all about like being able to both drive the platform to improve the availability, but also making sure customers understand the features we have. Because we've got a lot of features to help people be highly available, make sure they're using them and using them properly. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's about helping them really kind of utilize the best stuff that we've put out there, because there's so many best practices that if you implement them, we just see people increase the number of nines they get. That's, you know, the percentage of nines.
It just goes up.
Measure availability.
Exactly.
And the number of nines just go up and up when we see people implement these things. So really helping people understand those. So not only do we improve the platform reliability, but also what customers do
customer
with
experience.
The platform.
And more nines is better. More
yes.
Nines is better. Okay, just clarifying. And you had a couple sessions, or at least you had a session at Ignite, which we can link to below and people can go watch.
Sure, yeah, there are two.
By the time this goes live, those will have already happened, just FYI.
we're giving away the pre-sheet
here. Yeah, I know, I reveal a lot. Yes, go on, yes.
Awesome.
So you have two sessions.
Yeah, there's one on designing for high availability. So if you like this kind of content, you want to know more about building highly available applications on Azure, be sure to check out that session, and then we have one on disaster recovery.
Great.
So if you care about disaster recovery and you care about when really bad things happen, then
Great.
Check that one out.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about load balancing. So tell me a little bit about what you can do with load balancing, high availability, and then you've got some demo to show as well. Yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so one of the things you always want to think about when you're designing highly available application is not scaling upward using bigger and bigger boxes, but actually using more and more boxes, scaling out horizontally. Because that means if any one of them fails for some reason, hard drive goes down, network failure.
You can handle it. Yeah.
Your stuff takes care of it. And
That's
so load balancer basically sits in front of that and balances the load. It just takes everything that comes in and it directs it out to all those machines that are responding. So that's a standard load balancer as people always think about them.
Right.
And that happens within your architecture, but then there's another layer above that that you can do at kind of the DNS layer, which
right.
is how do you balance across not only within an Azure region, but actually across Azure regions.
Got it.
And Traffic Manager is really good for that. So I wanted to show you kind of those two things, but also understand the differences between them. So when you build applications, you understand what you need to do to really get the best availability out of it.
Yeah, okay, great. So show us a little bit about what you've got there, but this layering of load balancer and Traffic Manager.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at it. So I'll pop up our machine here and, there we go. And you will see the-
There we go, look at this.
That's the pinnacle of my, 1997 HTML skills, hard at work there.
Okay.
So they're all the same server, but I've changed the name on it so you can actually see that it's a different server.
So if you hit like an F5 on this, you'll see
so
a different
like
server.
If I sit
there's
here,
two, yep.
So I've got one and two, and basically
and two.
If you hit that, you'll balance forth. Between them, because I'm doing what's called a round robin. It just kind of switches between them. So okay, that's all good and well. So let's take a look at what happens when something bad happens. So I'm gonna go over here, and let's go to server number one, and I'm using Nginx.
I like that.
I guess whatever you like.
I like what you got going down here.
So. Oh, I need to
sudo
that one. Yeah,
I was gonna say you can't open the file. Oh, you can't
so there we
the
go.
Process either.
So, yeah. We've now basically taken a server offline. So let's load this thing, and you notice that the only thing, no matter how much
it's
I
two.
Refresh, is two because
yep.
I just killed two. So
you killed one, right?
Or killed one.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So now, let's go over to two. And.
Bad news. He's going to kill the second one.
You know, this is the bad thing happened. You know, the data center flooded. A meteor strike happened.
Which never vision. Happens. But yes, let's just in case.
Mm-hmm. So in this case, you've got to set up. So we've taken them both down. So the question is, what happens
now?
In this
what
case?
Now? What are we going to see? Yeah.
So now of course. You need to understand kind of how Traffic Manager works and why it's different.
Right.
So if I try and load this, you're going to see that it's not going to come up.
It's going to be hanging.
It'll sit here and it'll
spin.
So what's happening right now is basically traffic.
No one's responding. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Traffic Manager is getting the request and it's looking for an available server. And of course, there is no server available. It's directing it to this region, in this case, West US.
But it's not responding.
But it's not responding because what Traffic Manager does is sit there. It's like one of those. Remember the little drinking birds, like when your kids sit there and
drinks
and
takes
up.
Totally.
Like it's like that. It basically reaches out every 30 seconds, and says, "Are you there? Hello? Are you there?" And it waits to get a message back.
Right, the probe response.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it.
So it's doing that ping.
Yeah.
And it does that and it, obviously is not getting a response.
Right.
So it waits about 10 seconds to do that, then it waits 30 seconds to try it again.
Right.
If that fails four times,
right.
So if that fails four times, then it's like, okay, there's something wrong.
Something's
here.
Not working. Yep. Yes.
So then it goes, and
which
it says,
is true because you've been so brash with your machines.
Oh yeah, I just went in there with my fault injection tool and
just ripped it out. Yep.
Uh-oh. So they don't come up. So then it's sitting there doing that ping. That'll happen for about 2 minutes, and then you go into what's called TTL. That's time to live.
Right.
And so basically, what it is your DNS. It's how long it keeps that request. How long does it remember that's the address it should be going to?
Right.
So that's configurable in Traffic Manager.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that defaults to 300, and that's 300 seconds. It's 5 minutes.
Right.
So that's an additional 5 minutes before the machines that were making those requests understand, hey, you know, that I should go back and get that DNS request again.
Right.
But that's configurable. And you can go into Traffic Manager and say, if you're, you know, concerned you want to have a faster recall, you
make
can
make it as low as two minutes, right?
No, you can bring that down to 30 seconds.
30 actually. Seconds.
30 Ooh. Seconds. So that would drop down. Now remember, it has to do the 2 minutes, the four tries at 30 seconds, and then the TTL comes into play.
Right,
at that
okay.
One.
Okay.
So what you're looking at is a time frame of, you know, anywhere from 2 to 2.5 minutes on the minimum side that flips over.
Got it.
Now, if you are managing
and that's then reprogramming DNS on that side,
yes,
is that correct?
It's telling DNS when it'll reach out and say, DNS, hey, what does this address translate to? And it will say, oh, I know this area isn't available anymore. Let's point it to another region that you have. And you can just go up in Traffic Manager and specify what regions you want. Now, if you want to manage that, if you want to make that more active, like right now we're passive. We're just kind of sitting here letting this run as we talk. But if you want to be active about that,
yes,
you could actually go in and you could change it to weighted. So it has different ways. You can do round robin, or you can do performance-based, whatever has the lowest latency.
I see.
Or you could do weighted. And so you could have two different regions, and you could weight them. You say, okay, I want most of the traffic to go, or all the traffic, you know, to go to US East or US West, in our case here. And then you could say, uh-oh, you know, I want to fail over, I want to actively do it, I'll just change the weighting. And then that would happen instantly.
Instantly, yes, correct. Okay, got
so
it.
That's what,
got it.
So let's go and take a look and see what happens. We've talked for a couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes, right? Talking about weighting. And there we go. Look at this.
It comes back up. You'll notice it's saying
East US. I see. So you've moved this now. You had this deployed and it basically responded. DNS kicked in, timed it live, got switched over to East US, and you got that running over there.
Yep.
You got multiple instances running over there?
Nope.
Just a single one.
Just one for the demo.
But you could have multiple ones over there, and then you have load balancer as well.
You would do. And good practice would
good
be
practice,
that you would do,
course,
you do
two
the
and
same
two,
design.
Something like this. Yeah,
exactly.
Cool.
And it does the same thing. It still keeps trying, like in the back end, to talk to West. And if West comes,
if West comes back up, it'll actually return back to West because the waiting is still over there.
Exactly.
Got it. Cool.
And so that's what
Adam,
you do. That's
great.
How you think about it.
That's great, and great usage, and also a great opportunity to use the multiple regions that we have deployed and to be able to get this DR response and high availability. And obviously, we have more regions than anyone else, so remember, write that down. And cool. Yeah. Anything else, Adam?
Nope, that's what I wanted to show you.
All right, well, we'll be back with more high availability coming soon. So stick with us. Any questions, comments, please hit us up, hashtag AzureTWC. And in the meantime, thank you, Adam. And thank you for joining us.
Sorry, the audio wasn't even running.
Oh, come on, Rick. You good?
Get a little sandwich board?
That's right, yeah. Let's just use your laptop. I see you have this taped up. Is this to make sure that people don't spy on you?
It's allowed me to have the privacy control that I would expect.
tape. Got it. Okay.
We're rolling.
Safe. Oh, we are rolling. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Traffic manager and load balancer first. Yes. Yeah.